T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Friday Night Lights, kicking off literally. You can use that term on this tonight.
And let's start with week zero. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line, we have Pittsburgh Post-Gazette high school football writer, Hall of Fame writer, Mike White. And Mike, good morning. This is a big night. A lot of butterflies right now. But what, for the sake of those who don't know, is week zero?
You know what? We should get rid of the term and just call it week one. But
thank you.
It goes back. What's that?
Thank you.
Yeah, we should get rid of it.
It goes back to, and I'll try to make this quick, about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, the PIAA, it used to be you had to have 2 scrimmages and then you could play your first game. But the PIAA changed because of some schedule people differing of opinions in eastern and western part of the state that you could play one, you could have 1 scrimmage and instead of a 2nd scrimmage, play a real game, your first game. It was up to each individual school, and I would say only maybe half, 60%, maybe at most of WPL schools decided to play a game the first couple of years. But now pretty much almost everybody plays a game now instead of a 2nd scrimmage. And so back then they called it, instead of calling it week one, because the official week one was the after your 2nd scrimmage, someone came up with the term week zero. It caught on, but I say get rid of it. It's time to go week one.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. It really sounds kind of silly. So tonight, there are games that literally are kind of a gift to some smaller schools. And then there are things like Pine Richland and Penn Hills, which we will be carrying on KDK Radio tonight, which is a couple of powerhouses.
Oh, there's some really good games this week. You know, even tomorrow, Aliquippa and Clarendon play on Saturday. But there are some definite big games. A lot of interesting coaching things going on this first night. But that Penn Hills Pine Richland game, and there's no way to check this, but I would be willing to bet not many times in the history of WPIL, if ever, have 2 defending WPIL champions met in the first game of the year. And that's what Penn Hills won 5A last year, Pine Ridge won 6A. And I say that because for years in the olden days, you play your own class, and that's all you did. You played teams in your own classification in the first game. You didn't have much crossing over. But now you have these two teams are in different classifications, both won their championships last year. I personally don't ever remember 2 teams winning championships playing the first game. So that alone makes it a big game.
Yeah, and by the way, kudos to you and the staff at the Post-Gazette.
Oh my gosh.
You guys did a terrific job of putting together those 2 really detailed high school football preview sections this week, and I know a lot of work goes into that, and a lot of parents and kids appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that, and a lot of people go into that, and I got to give a shout-out to our photographer, Steph Chambers, who is amazing with the shots that she does. And she went to over 100 schools in June and July.
Wow.
In their preseason practice, by herself, over 100, and shot almost all those pictures. So that thing looks really good a lot because of her.
Mike, we've talked about this in the past, the number of people who go out to Friday Night Lights. What are the current numbers like, and just what is the atmosphere like in Western Pennsylvania for college, high school, sometimes feels like college, high school football? I think a lot of times we get compared to Texas.
You can't, because it's not even comparable. Nobody in the country is comparable to Texas. Well, it's funny you say that, John, because it was about, I think it was 12 years ago, I did a story, and I pulled every school on what their attendance was at home on a Friday night, just a regular Friday night, middle of the season. The attendance was about 120,000. So I decided, I think it was 12 years ago. So I decided to go ahead and do it again last year, see what it would be. You know, would it be comparable? Would it be a good time to do another checkup? And attendance has gone down.
Really?
Compared to what it was. you know, on those 12 years ago. And I want to say was down probably about, 25,000-30,000 from that time, 12 years ago. My thing has been, John, it seems, I go to usually one of the biggest games of the week.
Right.
I actually think there are more students. Maybe the student section thing has really caught on. I think it has been the last 5-6 years. They dress up. I think a lot of the students go at a lot of these schools, but I think the average fan has stopped going. Not all of them, and that's a reason why the attendance is down. In the regular season big games, a regular season big game, from what I see, just sort of going out and seeing games, is still attended very well. I think it's the games that aren't that big, maybe teams that aren't that, a lot of the rivalries are gone with the six classes, that the interest, the regular games that don't mean that much aren't attended that well. And the big thing is the attendance in the playoffs is way, way down, and it's a problem for the WPIL.
Wow.
Financially, but it's way, way down in the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Well, there's no Fedco zone, so let's get real. Mike White, Post-Gazette, high school football writer extraordinaire. And Mike, what's the talk about, and I can't remember specifically, but there was talk about loosening the restrictions on players' ability to move from school districts.
Well, I'll try to go real fast. State legislator, Aaron Bernstein, with a lot of input from some superintendents, proposed a rule. It was going to go to a vote to the legislature where it would force the PIAA to have separate playoffs for private, Catholic, and public schools. A lot of people would like to see it. There are a lot of holes in this rule, though, Larry and John, part of the rule was there would be no more transfer rule. As long as you physically moved, anybody could transfer, no more athletic intent, no more questions asked. That was the other big part of the rule. Nothing has happened with that. He had told me he had hoped to have it pass the House before their recess in the summer. I don't think that ever happened. Then it would have to go to the Senate. Then the governor would have to sign it. There are so many questions with that thing. And the biggest thing is the PIAA doesn't want it.
So
they
do not
want to separate.
That's not going to happen. So anyone that heard that your players could bounce from school to school, that's not right now in the future.
No, not at least not for a couple years.
Well, we always
that rule has not been passed by anybody yet.
We appreciate your time this morning, and this is go time for you. It's going to be a
it sure is.
And we can hear you every Thursday, too, with a preview of the coming weekend. So have a great season, Mike. We'll read all about it.
Thanks, though. I think we should start the Richard Zone, though. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Mike White, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, high school football writer extraordinaire, and, of course, Hall of Fame writer, I should say, the Western Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. I was there as a witness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.